Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on word stress in sentences.
今天的主题是重音的强调。
In general, it is true that content words are stressed, whereas function words are not stressed. Content words usually convey the meaning of the sentence. Function words make the sentence grammatically correct. Content words are...Nouns,
名词
main verbs,
主要的动词
adjectives,
形容词
adverbs,
副词
this, that, these, those, and WH words, who, what, where, when, why, how, which. Function words are articles, such as a and the, possessive adjectives,such as his, my, your, prepositions, such as in, on, of, conjunctions, such as and, but, personal pronouns, such as I, he, she, the be verb, am, is, are, was, were, and auxiliaries, such as do, does, did. Take, for example, the sentenceAndrew brushes his teeth every morning. The content words alone can convey the meaning of the sentence. Namely, Andrew brushes teeth every morning. The function word his only makes the sentence grammatically correct. So his is unstressed. The other words are stressed. Why isn't his stressed? Because, of course, he brushes his teeth, not...your teeth or my teeth. This we would naturally assume. If, however, Andrew brushes someone else's teeth besides his own, then it would be very important to let your listener know that by stressing whose teeth he brushes. So, what words should be stressed? The simple answer is whatever words are important to the meaning you are trying to convey.If someone writes a sentence on the board, out of context, and asks, which words are important? Which words should you stress? You should answer, that depends on the context. Stress is used to let your listener know what is important to your message. If you stress words properly, your listener will have an easy time understanding your message. If you stress every word equally,then your listener will have to listen very carefully and try to guess the main point of your message. If you stress the wrong words, the listener will misunderstand your message or just feel very confused. So, remember to stress the important words to your message. This has been today's Daily Tip. Tune in tomorrow for another tip on learning English.